Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 21, verse 21 to the end of the chapter in verse 35. You'll find it on page 164 if you're using the Pew Bible. Now, here we have one of these passages that critics of Christianity will say, what kind of God is this? He's bloodthirsty. He's slaughtering people. And he is. And there's many instances in the Bible of holy warfare in which the sword is placed against those who are enemies of God. And it is a picture of the judgment of God on those who rebelliously oppose him. People draw the conclusion, well, this seems to be a God of wrath who will destroy his enemies. And that is a correct truth to draw from the teaching of Scripture. Here you have Israel not only being protected and defended, but being the instrument of God's judgment. Now, note here in the beginning of this passage that Israel is merely wanting the kind of hospitality that anyone should be able to expect. You may know that in the Orient, even today, hospitality is a very high virtue. And all they want to do is pass through the land and have a basic hospitality extended to them, but it will not be given because of who they are. At the beginning of the Bible, in chapter 3 of Genesis, of the book of Genesis, God says that there would be enmity between the followers of the devil and the followers of the woman who gives birth to the child. There will be hostility between the world and the church, and it's that way today. Christians say, we just want the freedom of speech that everybody else has, and the answer increasingly is, no, everybody else can have freedom of speech, but you cannot, and it will be a crime to read the Bible, those sorts of things. We should not be dismayed when that happens, but we see that God defends his people. God gives strength to their cause. Now, we do not wage war with the edge of swords against our enemies, but with the sword of the Spirit that is the Word of God and with prayer. But I dare say the kind of virtues that are involved in this passage, valor, courage, a willingness to stand together as the people of God, and then, of course, to look to him for the blessing that we see that he gives, those are very much needed today. They're always needed. The people of God as a militant church in a world that is opposed to them. At the end of the chapter, we read that the enemies were defeated and God gave to his people the land. That's been Revelation's message, isn't it? And Christ will see to the overthrow of evil. His church will not be thwarted. It will not be defeated. We will possess the land. Well, let us therefore, as we read this passage, be fortified in our resolve to be faithful to Christ and to give glory to him. Let me begin reading at verse 21. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. And then Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into field or vineyard. We will not drink the water of a well. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed through your territory. But Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his territory. He gathered all his people together and went out against Israel to the wilderness and came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel defeated him with the edge of the sword and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, as far as to the Ammonites, for the border of the Ammonites was strong. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel settled in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and in all its villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and taken all his land out of his hand as far as the Arnon. Therefore the ballad singers say, come to Heshbon, let it be built, let the city of Sihon be established. For fire came out from Heshbon, flame from the city of Sihon. It devoured Ar of Moab and swallowed the heights of the Arnon. Woe to you, O Moab, you are undone, O people of Chemosh. He has made his sons fugitives and his daughters captives to an Amorite king, Sihon. So we overthrew them, Heshbon, as far as Dibon perished, and we laid waste as far as Nophah. Fire spread as far as Medabah. Thus Israel lived in the land of the Amorites. And God sent a spy out Jazer, and they captured its villages and dispossessed the Amorites who were there. Then they turned and went up by the way to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. But the Lord said to Moses, do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people and his land, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon. So they defeated him and his sons and all his people, until he had no survivor left, and they possessed the land. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.